Moving along to the tribe of Shimon, the second lot of the seven that Yeshua cast in Shiloh came out for Shimon, which divided according to their families. They had in the north the cities of Beersheba, which is a well-known important city, Sheva, Molada, Chatzur Shaul, Bela, Etzom, El Todad, Betul, Chorma, many cities. Tziklag, Beit HaMarkavot, Chatzar Susa, and all the surrounding areas of these towns. The inheritance of the children of Shimon was from the portion of the children of Yehuda. As the portion of the children of Yehuda was too great for them, it was very large relative to the size of the population. So the children of Shimon received their inheritance within their inheritance. In other words, Shimon was within Yehuda, as we showed in the map previously. The remaining tribal inheritances discussed in this chapter are located in the north of Canaan. We now move to Zebulun, whose border was to a place called Sarid. The border went up to a place called Yama, and to Marala, reached Dabeshet, etc., etc. All these locations are in the Galilee. The border went back from Sarid eastward towards the rising sun, as we will show in pictures how his unique property, which was quite an interesting shape, looked in real life. There was multiple cities for the tribe of Zebulun. This is the kind of the last chapter that's focusing on the specific inheritances of the tribe. So he kind of goes quickly, goes to the tribe of Yisachar and their surrounding areas. Their portion was located northeast of the border of the children of Menashe. The fifth lot came for the tribe of Asher. According to their families, their border was literally on the ocean. Interesting, Zebulun and Yisachar lived together, and they had an interesting partnership of Zebulun did the business, Yisachar did the learning, and they supported the learners. Until today, whenever there's such a partnership, it's called a Yisachar-Zebulun partnership. So Asher, he had a very long, narrow strip all the way across the Mediterranean Sea. It went quite north, but some of the cities that they officially were allocated to, they never actually conquered. The sixth lot came out for Naphtali, which is just right of Asher. Quite an extensive piece of property, including touching on the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret. The final tribes, the tribe of Dan, we go back south. He also has part of the Mediterranean Sea. He's next to Ephraim and next to Binyamin and on top of Yehuda. Dan was quite a big tribe. The borders of the children of Dan was beyond them as they failed to conquer all of their inheritance. And the Tanakh describes an event that happened quite a bit later. They went to make war against Leshem, or Laish. They captured it, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. Since large areas inland were inhabited by other tribes, while the Philistines lived off the coast, the tribe of Dan traveled far in search for another portion until it found a quiet place that they were powerful enough to conquer and settle, and they called Leshem Dan, after their ancestor. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Dan. Yeshua finishes apportioning the land according to its borders, and the children of Israel gave a special inheritance to Yeshua ben Nun in honor of all his accomplishments. According to the directive of Hashem, through the Urim and Tumim of or a prophet, they gave him the city that he requested, Timnath Serah, in the highlands of Ephraim. He was from the tribe of Ephraim. In summary, these are the inheritance that Eleazar the priest, Yeshua ben Nun, the heads of the patrilineal houses of the tribes of children of Israel, apportioned by Lot as an inheritance in Shiloh before Hashem at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and they finished dividing the land. In the coming chapters, we move on to the cities of refuge, the Levite cities, but we are done with the 12 tribes of Israel and their properties.